Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today for this radio program. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and I'm glad we have a few moments to think about the Word of God together. As Christians living in the United States of America, we are blessed to live in a democratic country, a place where elections can be held to determine new leaders, a place where Christians even have a voice in the election process. But oftentimes, after an election is over, you have feelings that are often diverse. Those whose candidates won, well, they're ecstatic and they're hopeful. And those whose candidates lost are often depressed and worried about the future. What do we do when we have finished an election? What are things that Christians need to remember? Well, I'd like to talk about those things this week. And these would be true at any given time, any time an election has taken place, as to what Christians should continue to do. The first thing today that I would like to point out is that we as Christians must renew our trust in God's sovereignty. And what that long word actually means is that we must remember that God is sovereign, or it means that God is in control. That truth was confirmed in the book of Daniel. You may remember that King Nebuchadnezzar was boasting about this great Babylon that he had built for a royal dwelling by his mighty power and by the honor of his majesty. And so he's wanting all the honor, he's wanting all the power, and he thinks that he has done it all as the king. Well, we're told in Daniel chapter 4 and verse 11 that while the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven saying, King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. And they will drive you from men, and your dwelling place will be with the beast of the field. And they will make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. There we have a reminder that God is in control. God is sovereign, and Nebuchadnezzar surely got that lesson, that the Most High is the one who really rules in the kingdoms of men. We're reminded of this in other places in Scripture. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 15, we're told that Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. And simply what that means is that he is over them all. And Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. Reminds us that again that Jesus is the one, God is the one who is in control of even earthly kingdoms, and he is over all rulers. In Revelation 1 and verse 5, it says, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. And so we're reminded that it is God who has put these people in position. It is God who has chosen them, if you may say it that way, as he rules in the kingdoms of men. And we're also told in Romans chapter 13 that governmental authorities that exist are there by the authority of God. It says that there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. So it would do as well as Christians to remember that no matter who is president, no matter who is king, no matter who is the dictator, it is God who rules over the kings of the earth. And that is a very comforting thing to always remember. And as Christians, we must trust in his sovereignty. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 says that all things work together for good to those who love God. And so we realize that God is always working. He is the one who's ultimately in control. And it says that he is ultimately working all things for good to those who love him. We're also reminded in Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 34, that if God is for us, who can be against us? And so we realize that no matter who is ruling, no matter how happy we may be or how sad we may be about an election, that God is always in control. And that's always important for us to remember. As someone has said, we may not know the future, but we know the one who holds the future in his hands. And God is the one who does that. And so let's remember, after the election is over, that we are to renew our trust in God's sovereignty, that is, that God is in control. We thank you so much for joining us today. We welcome you to the services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet each Sunday at 9:30 for Bible classes for all ages, and then at 10:20 for our worship service. We also invite you back on Sunday afternoons at 5 o'clock and Wednesdays at 7. I'm Jeff May. My time is up. I thank you for yours.